This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Gail says that's the perfect way to start out the show, and, well, who are we to argue? This is Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here at 2 to 4 p.m., playing you the good stuff. Hopefully you're tuned in and not just watching guys in tracksuits hanging out at the arena, because that just seems silly. when we have things like that. Brand new Jim Bryson kicking off the show from his album Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Now, that song we've had for a little while, and you know, we've played it once or twice here on the show, but what we have not been able to do previously is play you more of that record. Today that changes. We got it. It's here. I get the whole record, and I love it so much. I always love new stuff from Jim for sure. But once again, he's gone and done some special stuff on this record, and I'm going to play some more tracks. Interestingly enough, a couple of older tracks making an appearance on the new record. Maybe we'll play one of those. But first, I want to play this too. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm finally officially allowed to play this for you. It's been remixed and remastered a couple of times, and it sounds so beautiful and so amazing. This is another record doesn't officially come out till February, just like Jim Bryson's. But the cool kids have it first, and the nice cool kids will share. Oh, I just love this track. Seriously, you know, I'm gonna take a page of the Howard Manshine book. Stop what you're doing. Stop and listen to this. It's 4 minutes and 38 seconds of bliss. It's incredible. I just love this so much. It's brand new from our good pal Corin Raymond.
Dice on icy roads that night, or sleep in dirty clothes through a frozen Minnesota night. They spent a month of rent to get on that B-35, went off the air, not a soul survived. Singing that'll be the day I die, the night before. How could he know those words of love would only hurt us more? Man on the radio predicted snow, said the only stars to fall over Clear Lake, Iowa. They fell under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. They're still on the air. You could find them there. How many folks tonight are putting trouble on the run? Laying a needle down on that Chicago preacher's son. Having that party while the singer's singing from the grave. He's out there now, twisting the night away. Down the courtyard, you could hear him on the radio. Behind the walls of number 7, singing soft and low. A couple moaning when the gun popped in the night above. They heard the shot and kept making love. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. A famous singer fell at the Evening Star Motel. Jackie Wilson's heart is crying on Commercial Drive. Long as there's an FM dial, I know he's still alive. If I should die, I pray the radio my soul to keep. If I don't wake from 9 years of sleep. Under the belly of the night. Under the belly of the night. I'll be there. Under the belly of the night. I'll be on the air. Find me there under the belly of the night. I'll be singing under the belly of the night with the Holy Ghost. Under
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
lies there in the middle. And aren't we all a little stuck in the middle? This is not a sing-along song. It will not rally anyone. It's not long for the time it spends with the dogs and their fleas scratching at the cedar trees. I could scream at the top of my lungs, but would anyone listen? The truth is, I only wanted her to listen. And this land, it is not our land. The truth lies there in the soil under the tar sands. We'd stand here and stare at our feet, but never listen, never lend a hand. And this song, it has no ending. This day is just beginning. The truth lies there in the middle. Are we all a little stuck? You know all the glitters,
we're stranded by a handful of rain. I just want to sleep, but I can't find a place. You say turn the music off, your lover's on the phone, on the edge all alone. Blindfolded, you're trying to touch love's ghost. It whispers, you hear it, the spirit so close. The janitor walks by and talks to the trash. His conscience is clear, his world is a mirror. You can't be alone for fear of your reflection all around. On the edge, looking down. So little, so serious, delirious you. He loves you, and lo, he loves loneliness too. What's that? Breaking up again. He's down in a tunnel and he can't see the end. All the battery's dead. Yeah, the needle's in the red. He would have texted instead, but there's no place to park on the edge. You say so. God, as her witness, Eve wants to know, what's the statute of limitations for original sin? She's evicted and naked at the airport again. Lot's wife should have stayed, she just turned around to wave. And the agent at the gate said, your exodus has been delayed. God's harder on girls. Oh, God's harder on girls. On the edge of the world. On the edge of the world.
That is beautiful, beautiful stuff right there. That is Jonathan Bird along with a Norwegian band, The Sentimentals, from an album that came out last year called Mother Tongue. That's On the Edge, and that is pretty gorgeous stuff. Jonathan Bird is coming to town. Have I told you this? Coming to town with another guy you heard in that set. Maybe I'll tell you in a second. Before Jonathan Bird, we heard Jim Bryson. We heard I had to throw in that last one as well. Rust and Fade. Just a song that I've been in love with. First heard that one in 2010, like 6 years ago. It came out on a Kelp Records compilation. It was just like an outtake, and I always thought, holy crap. I mean, I know your albums are good, but how can you afford to throw away a track like that? And finally, it reared its head 6 years later. It's coming out on the album Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Gorgeous, gorgeous stuff, Rust and Fade. Before that, we heard Stuck in the Middle and an Ode to Ontario. It's just called Ontario. All those tracks from Jim Bryson, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. Jim Bryson will be in the area, at least. and well... Okay, I'm gonna go on. I know that the history of Jim Bryson host concerts is rocky, but I'm saying it's gonna happen in August. Okay, because he's coming to the area. A little bit of help from Professor Nathan. So Jim Bryson will be in town in August. It's not falling off the rails this time. I promise. Okay. So we'll check him out then, but the album comes out in February. You can pre-order it now from Maple Music, and let me tell you, it's a fantastic record. I may even have to play another song or two, maybe in the second hour. And we heard Corin Raymond, Under the Belly of the Night. Holy crap, do I love that song. I find myself listening to it on repeat. That and Jim Bryson's The Depression Dance, the first song we played on the show today, both those songs have caused me to just go over and over and over playing the same song. So good. Corin's record, Hobo Jungle Fever Dreams, also comes out in February. It's going to be a doozy. And Corin will be here with his good friend Jonathan Bird, April 7th. Mark your calendars right now, April 7th at the West End Culture Center. Jonathan Bird, Corin Raymond. Holy crap, is that going to be great. Man, oh man. I'm looking forward to that already. Hey, let's stick in Ottawa for a second. I got a record in the mail here at the station. I never get records in the mail. I get CDs all the time. And the CDs I get all the time are almost always terrible these days. Oh, by the way, if you do care about Tracksuit Night, it's 1-1 in the first period. So, you know. And luckily it wasn't an Evander Kane goal. So, 1-1. Anyway, sticking in Ottawa. So I get all these crappy CDs in the mail. I never get records, and that's partly because this record this record costs this band $11 to ship to me. Like they got to be pretty confident to spend $11 sending me this record. So, you know, you got to hope for the best. Cover looks fairly good. There's some nice little quotes on the front. They're called the Bush Pilots. And it says the Bush Pilots have a healthy respect for swaggering guitar rock, one part roots and the rest from Sticky Fingers. Don't call it retro, call it rock. It's how it's supposed to be made and how it still sounds best. So I don't know if Tanya's listening, but maybe this will be right up her alley. I haven't listened to much of this, to be honest with you. I just thought, you know, if somebody's going to spend $11 sending me a record, at least I can do is play a track. This is one of the recommended tracks, and, you know, the title is certainly intriguing anyway. This is from an album called All the Little Things. These are the Bush Pilots with a song called Caffeine and Nicotine Nights. You're listening to Tell a Band to Go Home.
Emptiness now, we come face to face. I see avoidance at times when we used to embrace. I these caffeine and nicotine nights.
Here I am, afraid of what's in store. wasted and thinking the past is coming down on me. Temple in the sky, falling on the sea. Down I got those full moon blues again. I got those full moon blues again. Coming down on me. The temple in the sky, falling on the sea.
That's new music. To be honest with you, I'd given up on both of these guys for sure, written them off as guys I used to really like, but can't stand anymore. But I think I'm back. Tanya encouraged me to check out that record, and it's not too bad. It's reasonably new. Iron and Wine and Ben Bridwell from Band of Horses, both of whom were great in the past, and then became horribly boring, insufferably boring. But this they teamed up for this covers record. It's all covers, and it's not bad. It's called "Sing Into My Mouth," which I'm not so fond of, but it's a pretty good record. Not bad. Done this one before, and we can thank the thank Tanya, but thank the Winnipeg Folk Festival going out of business sale for providing us with that, because I probably wouldn't have bought it if it was more than $7, but it was $7, so you know, why not? And it turned out okay. We heard Dennis Ellsworth in there from his latest record, Romantic As It Gets. We heard Full Moon Blues. That's out on the that's out on the Busted Flat Records label, is it not? Is it not? It is. It is out on the Busted Flat Records label. We love our Busted Flat. Laurie Yates in there before that, also on the Busted Flat Records label. We heard something, well, the title track to her new record, Sweetheart of the Valley. They're from Laurie Yates. And we heard the Bush Pilots from Ottawa in there with Caffeine and Nicotine Nights from the album All the Little Things. I didn't think that sounded like rock and roll at all. Did you? I don't know. Maybe I was distracted, but none of the things that were mentioned in that little write-up that I read seemed to be evident in that song. Not that it was a bad song. It just it didn't seem to be at all like described in that little write-up. But who am I? You tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, just tell me something. It would be good to know that there are people out there, people who are not just watching the Jets game. The Jets game, by the way, 2-1 for Buffalo after the first, in case you're wondering. Who's this Sam Reinhart guy? 2 goals already. I don't know. You know, who cares about Evander Kane? Watch him. Okay? Sam Reinhart. I don't know who he is. Anyway, here, what am I going to play? I'm going to play that. I'm still going through a bunch of stuff from 2015. I think I've officially made a change already to my list. I figure if Stu Reed can change his list, then so can I, because, you know, that's what I do. Stu says it's okay, then it must be. So I've made a change to my list already, I think. But there's still lots of stuff that I haven't spent enough time with, and maybe we'll spend a little bit more time with that today, just because, well, I don't know what else to play, because you haven't told me yet. 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Find us on Facebook, on the Twitter, Matt Jeff Robson. Get your requests, your suggestions, your questions, your top 10 lists, whatever you want, you know, just let me know you're out there. It's always a good thing. Here's one. This was highly anticipated. You know what I hate about this? Well, I hate a lot of things about this record. Okay, I love this guy, and the music is great on the record. But it was one of those pre-order campaigns, and if I had known a couple of things, I don't know if I would have pre-ordered it. I probably would have just downloaded it from eMusic or something. But so I was excited about this thing, joined the pre-order campaign, and so much so that I ordered the CD and the t-shirt. All right, so I'll tell you, the t-shirt came, and it's a shirt that I'll frankly probably never wear, because it just doesn't suit me at all, and it looks kind of dumb, and so there's that. So that kind of makes me mad. But the other thing, the CD came, and it's just in one of these thin cardboard sleeves. Now, if I'm gonna pay good American money to pre-order a record, I want some liner notes. I want some sort of case, you know, not this thin sleeve. It's got lots of stuff written on the back, but it's completely illegible. So there's that. And I really absolutely hate the cover. I hate it. It might be one of the worst album covers I've ever seen. Maybe I'll show it to you. Maybe not, because he's my Facebook friend. But it's pretty bad. But the music is good. So, you know, there's that. Let's play something from it. The album is called In the Blazes. It's brand new from Aaron Lee Tastian.
Yesterday, there's an empty glass with dried red wine stuck around the top, and a couple empty bottles, 'cause some things never stop. Drunken angel, how'd you get so lonely? How'd you write those songs that made me cry? Sing one down for your old friend Blaze Foley. It makes me think some folks should never die. I sleep in Lucinda's room and wake up every morning at the crack. They tell you they're in trouble, having never said a thing. They can love you so damn hard, it's like a hurricane. They can love you so damn good, 'cause it takes away the pain. I've seen
Taylor with the band Dawes. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Shiver from table manners to tunnel vision to premature farewells, with a restlessness reserved for those who believe in themselves. She thought the world was hers, so she made sure it bent beneath her will. She was as new and as ancient as the solar paneled hills. She was certain she could take this town by storm. The wonder of sound and light seeking a form.
born. W.C. Handy was blowing his horn. From the bluffs to Mud Island, the music grew quiet. Mystery Train put a hush on the night. Fireflies made light of the hot summer breeze, and the wind was a whisper to the tops of the trees. Rain started falling, the river grew lazy. Bring it on home, child, you're making us crazy.
That. That's Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell from their fine album of last year, The Traveling Kind. Another Lucinda song, Lucinda bookends there on that track, set, Bring It On Home to Memphis. Before that, we heard Dawes, something from their latest, All Your Favorite Bands. They were so great at Folk Fest, so I bought this record thinking, well, maybe it's great again, and I don't think it is. I don't know. Good track, though, somewhere along the way. And we kicked it off with something from Aaron Lee Tastian from his Ugly album, In the Blazes. We heard Lucinda's Room. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. And who am I kidding? It's been, how many years has it been since we had a new Jim Bryson record? It's time to celebrate. I'm going to play some more. I just have to. Stick around till the Band to Go Home returns.